This is the very end of the long poem, The Silence. "Here silence speaks," he says, and falls silent again. The interviewer persists. "What advice would you give to the young?" "Everything must be necessary. Everything must live." A long pause before, "Do you have a favourite?" How could he explain? Generality and depth, inevitability, but also economy and the unexpected. Listening to a broadcast, he heard his white dwarf humming its distance and its destiny. A new probe went off towards the eighth planet, but God knows where it will end. Have there been recent successes? So it goes on and on. He says how he likes to tune into the radio, to the new works, that he sees a great future for his country and its artists. The green bricks glisten above the fireplace. In the grate, there is nothing left to burn. "I haven't written before, as I didn't want to disturb your peace, but I'm planning the season already, and wonder whether the work, which we all await with great impatience in Boston and New York, will be ready for the spring. I understand you never like to discuss what's only in your head, but since you have spoken of it as complete, we hope to present your works in sequence, culminating in this. If you can tell me its length and what would sit well with it, please. The papers are keen to announce it. Can we settle on a date?" In seven languages, he says nothing. The work is never complete. But in his sleep, his arms keep moving to the music of a dream. The same two pages always. "It will happen in time," he reassures them. "It will emerge. You simply have to wait." Cranes fly across his twilight, turn to enemy planes, out to bomb him. He reaches in his sleep for one of Beecham's pills, and wakes to a sound from another room that reminds him of turntables squeaking to be fed what he has not yet produced. The artist leans towards the radio and hears familiar strains, and a voice announce that at 9:15 this evening, peacefully and in his own bed, he laughs out loud, blissfully aware his friends and family are there, that the cranes and geese and swans have flown, and he is with them, beating, working, still creating as they carry him, as they bury him, pushing on through time to achieve that last great something, released now from his fame, its tidal wave, the keys, the bars, the waste, to go on writing.